Hello, good morning, and happy breakfasting. I'm Kingsley.
And I'm Sophia.
And this is Breakpoint Radio. This week's news from Lightband, Lagom hit 1.0, Akka came out with 249, and Play 255 is out. Mm-hmm. Other big news this week. So, Cats came out, 0.7 release.
Somebody was talking about that in work, actually.
Do you guys use?
No, we use Scarlet's Edge.
Ah, okay. Yeah. A lot of people did.
Yeah.
Some still do, but yeah. Are you switching?
I don't know. I don't think so. It's not in the plans, but somebody has been talking about it, so maybe.
That got punted around at work for me yesterday, because we do use Cats quite a bit, so... But not really that many breaking changes, so it was just upgrade it. It was all good. Shapeless 232 out too. No, I'm alright, thank you.
Thank you.
The other biggie from about 2 weeks ago, Scarlet S3, mainly the Scarlet JS support in there, and also a big blog post that was doing the rounds last week from Lihoi about Scarlet JS, which I don't know if you've read it, but it takes quite some reading.
Okay.
It's a good post, but Maybe. It's a long post. Alright, three Apache releases. So Kafka 10.0.1, Fink 111, and Storm 102.
Scroll.
Yeah, which is all kind of interesting because I'm going to start playing with those in about 2 weeks' time when I get back from holiday. Scala Live also seemed to be...
that looks interesting.
Yeah, seemed to be very popular about 2 weeks ago. I had people pinging me saying, wondering how it compared to... Apparently there's a similar tool that you can get for Beam, which is, oh god, what's the big actor language? Erlang. Erlang Beam apparently has got a similar tool that's been around for years, but I've not looked at it at all. The Contra Covariance Cheat Sheet is doing the rounds, but I'm sure I've seen that before.
Is that English?
Years ago. Yeah, it is, but it's basically like a little infographic showing you the difference between
right.
the two. But I'm sure this has done the rounds years ago. Scala Ecosystem infographic, I had a look at that, didn't find that useful, to be honest with you. Not as good as that other site, which is whatever Massive Scala or whatever it's called, that Scala Compendium thing.
Mm-mm.
That's on GitHub. Okay, I'll put a link up
sorry.
For that.
Yeah.
It's a very good one. And a really good intro to a load of Scala for Newbies links from Cake. That went up. I've got 8 grads who started at my place on Monday, so those things will be doing the rounds this week. Yeah, it's really good actually. I had half of them already that I've sent around, but the rest I didn't. So, HashiCorp, Kill Off Otto. Do you ever use Vagrant?
Yes.
It was the replacement for Vagrant.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it was meant to be like a big thing, but yeah.
I use Vagrant, I've never heard of Otto, so that shows how successful that was.
Exactly. Well, HashiCorp basically created Vagrant, and they got the person who did Vagrant to then do Otto. So it was meant to be... Did you ever hear of something called Convox? So Convox did a similar kind of thing. It let you do VMs locally, and then you'd basically change some config and it would work out on the cloud, on whichever cloud provider. So it was like one setup and it does everything. They tried to do that with Otto. I didn't speak to anyone who'd used it, and their blog post says that it didn't quite meet the goals they were after, so they basically just killed it.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, it's good actually. It's good that it's quite brave that they killed it. It's only been out for about 6 months. Joel on Engineering put a software magazine out, 40-page mag.
A whole magazine?
Yeah, so I think this is meant to be a repeat thing, but... you've read Joel's stuff before, he does Coding Horror, the blog site, and I think he's also the person who was behind Stack Overflow.
Right.
So he's quite kind of well known out there.
Yeah.
Writes really well though.
Okay.
AR apps for the classroom, I had a quick look at those, trying to see if there were any interesting augmented reality apps that I could get the kids using.
Yeah.
It's basically just a list of 32 of them, so it takes quite a lot of effort to, without any explanation, to install them and see what they're like. So.
Do they use the Google Cardboard glasses thing?
The kids do. these particular ones, I'm not sure. I basically got to the page. It looked like it was a set of iPhone and Android apps, and it was just a big long list that you click through to install them. So the Lego one I had a quick look at and looked interesting, but the rest I didn't really bother with.
Right.
So they didn't look like they were Google Cardboard or anything. Okay. Looked like you just held your phone up. So all right, so this one was a good one. Programmable blockchains in context. Again, a monster post. It's like, it takes quite a bit of reading. But actually, what's in that blog post by a guy called Vinay Gupta, and what he covers in that post, I saw him basically do a talk, which is all the stuff that was in that post, and that was the thing that got me interested in blockchains. So,
where's your blog on here?
Oh, I'm still in the middle of putting something together, so. but that it's not a techie one either. It's an awesome post, but you have to set quite a bit of time aside to read.
Right.
It goes through like the history of, like, first there were databases, then there was the internet, then there was this. It's just interesting anyway.
Sounds like something that would actually help me understand.
Oh, it's really good.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't want to sound too much. Yeah. Too much of a fan, but yeah, it's an awesome post. AWS Summit videos are now out from New York. The three Potter books being released next month, September
6th.
Wow, that's soon.
I know, I'm a fanboy, sorry.
Okay, and you can reserve them. So, alright, I'll get on that later today.
Yeah.
And finally, the playable pizza box.
Really cool.
Yeah, I had a quick look at the playable. I mean, I was probably expecting magic, to be honest with you. I thought it'd be like seeing DJ Shadow live on a pizza box. It's not quite that.
I can't, yeah.
But it's quite good. I think it's probably really good marketing.
Really good marketing thing. There's not that many of them, so I imagine. And I think are they only available on four different stores?
I think it's like four stores in the UK. I don't know how many in the US.
Good to get people buying pizza.
Oh yeah, it shows like a proper DJ doing like some mixes on it for about a minute and a half. So it is alright, but yeah, it's just not that responsive, but it's a pizza box. So
yeah. Maybe
I was expecting too much. So talking of blog posts though, where's your next blog post? When's that happening? What's that going to be about?
I've run out of ideas.
Oh, so I wouldn't be shy about doing one on ITV Pact.
The Scala Pact.
Yeah. And I think I wouldn't be surprised.
That's your idea.
So you could do it from the other side of the divide,
right.
Like what it's like working at somewhere that's created this library and does anyone use it, whereas my take on it's slightly different. Mine is kind of from a team who are building services that have got consumers. Where does it fit in the pipeline and would I use it versus actually just using Pact anyway? So it'd be kind of interesting if you did a post on it.
Okay.
And I wouldn't be surprised if you've got people from your place proposing talks where they're interested in actually doing a talk about it, so, but we'll see. Actually, that does remind me.
Oh, go on.
So, upcoming events coming up too.
Oh, go on.
So, Scala Exchange, the CFP, has been extended to the 2nd of September, so still time to get things in there. You've got a couple of talks in there, you've got a talk in there with me, so.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, well.
They all go
through. Yeah, I think that one's got a good chance of getting through. Berlin Ops Summit the 9th of September, Scala World on the 12th of September. Scala World always looks awesome too. Sadly clashes with Swansea Con though, which is also the 12th of September. I know, it's like the worst timing in the world.
Yeah.
There's also something else on around then. I think it's Thingmonk is on around the 12th of September, which is normally a really good two-dayer.
The Scala Days videos are on YouTube now as well.
Yeah,
yeah.
They're very good.
Yeah,
I've seen
really good.
A few of those. I really like the Jamie Dobson one that's
and
on there. And the Sophia Cove Dave Gunnell one, obviously. That was the first one I watched. But yeah, the Jamie Dobson, I think you tell
really,
me
really,
to watch
really
that.
Good. My favourite, yeah.
It's a very good one.
I've been telling a lot of people about that one.
Computer Weekly at 50 as well, straight after Swansea Con on the 14th of September. That's going to be a bit of a jam-packed week, actually.
Is he?
Yeah. Other bits and bobs. ICFP in Japan, 18th of September. And Lambda World and the Type Level and Conference over in Spain on the 30th of September. So I'm guessing you're at SwanseeCon and not at Scala World 2 because it's kind of close to home.
Wales.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I have to visit home. I'm back from America on the 11th and it starts
nice.
On the 12th.
So. Okay. Maybe you can always do a blog post from SwanseeCon. So
about SwanseeCon.
Maybe. Or yeah, maybe not even a specific talk there, just about like the agile scene in Swansea and how that's getting set up. You could even maybe do an interview with the guy who's running SwanseeCon, Viv. He seems like an awesome guy. Seems really good.
Lots of ideas.
Yeah, bouncing mails backwards and forwards with him. He's got lots. I think he wants to do more than SwanseeCon next year. Maybe some stuff in London too. So,
in London?
Yeah, maybe.
Interesting.
If he can find anyone who can help him get some stuff done. Because it's a lot to take on just on your own.
Yeah, I know.
So, but yeah, maybe have a chat with him. Because he seems awesome.
I can't do an interview though. That feels really strange.
It'd be different though, wouldn't it?
It would be different.
Different from the other, from just a normal blog post.
And it would
post.
Kind of write itself as well, which is nice.
Just thinking of the questions beforehand. So, but I guess some of them kind of write themselves too. So, why have you bothered doing this at all?
Yeah.
And what's the hardest bit? Those kind of things.
Yeah.
So
that'd be interesting too. I haven't seen anything like that.
Yeah. I think he's done really well just doing it on his own.
Yeah.
So, all right. That's a wrap for now.
Okay.